This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother...
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is Tuesday, April 22nd, 2025.
Yeah.
2025. Need to enunciate it better. I'm a little rusty.
25.
I'm not talking about that trombone either.
God, that used to be a note, too.
What, rusty trombone?
No, well, I mean, that was a separate one, but you know, God dang, hang on a second. Got like a throat full of snot. You know, notes you would get passed by management from back in the day?
Oh, yeah, like actual notes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe you should do this and do that. Or...
Yeah.
That would have been one of them.
Maybe you should. All right, dude, you're my boss. It's a directive. It's cool to say it. You don't have to, like... butter me up for it. You're my boss. You should say, stop playing fart sound effects during other people's promos.
Who would do such a thing?
I don't know.
Like, well, that person's not in market anymore. It'll work.
I think
I helped that person out.
I know. It's kind of like it gets it over a little bit, maybe. I mean, it's like now in the commercials where I heard another one the other day where it sounds like they're saying, see, this is where my mind goes weird, is that I appreciate good marketing and I get it, but then it's those things where, like from the Super Bowl, you remember the commercial, you have no clue what they were selling you.
Nope.
You remember like...
Unless it's like a Dorita or a beer.
Or a pizza place, yeah. Like the Flying Mustache. I loved that commercial and it took me like a couple searches of Google to figure out what the hell it was.
I forgot about that one.
But whatever the new one was, it's like, frequently asked questions, known as FAQ.
You got a FAQ?
It was like, if you have any questions, FAQ us.
Those never, do you ever look at them?
No.
For anything? I don't even.
I don't ask a lot of questions frequently.
No, not the same one at least. Usually figure it
don't
out.
Don't do free shipping.
Or Google it. Oh, you probably have people messaging you that too. Like, hey, can we cut a deal here, buddy?
Y'all do free samples. Yeah, go down to Coors and ask them.
I do.
Go down to Little Caesars and say, I've never had your pizza. Can I get a little taste before I make the $7 purchase?
Would you recommend one can of Ball's Mac Butter or two? Because I got some stuff going on.
You can sample them now.
You got any BOGOs on the Ball's Mac?
BOGOs.
Or, hey, man, I've been listening to the show since for 25 years. Can we work out a deal?
Oh, man. Oh, man.
I still love those, too.
What do y'all got for free?
Yeah. Oh, that's it. Yeah, appearances. That's always fun.
I saw one of those again. That, like, one of our pet peeves of not necessarily a station event, but maybe a company event where you give out shirts that have odd one-word phrases on them or whatever.
Yeah.
I saw somebody holding it up like kind of crooked because they were already half drunk at this event, and I couldn't figure out what the shirt meant. I'm like, what are we giving away?
You know, so what happens with it, because I had to ask myself, is, you know, a lot of bands will, you know, it's kind of like at WrestleMania, how you, it was one thing to see one logo of a company, but then when you got like 12 different ones in every corner, yeah, you know, it's like your mind is looking at the ring and not the action going on in it.
You're selling too much.
The shirts, a lot of the bands would say, hey, hey, we know we can't pay you to play our music anymore.
Hey, friends.
Can we give you some T-shirts with our name on it, too? Which is totally fine. But then they'll put the name of their song. And there was one we were doing an appearance at. In the back of the shirt, and it was a song. I'm sure we could look it up. And it was called Going Nowhere. So the people would win the shirts and then hold them up smiling real big, and it said Going Nowhere. And it was like, what's the message? It's not saying it's a song. There's no QR code on there. It's basically just, it's like basically the Harley shirt. If you can read this, the bitch fell off. Like, where are you going? Read my shirt. I'm going nowhere.
Like, well, anybody explain? I found the picture, by the way. And they're holding up the shirt crooked, and of course one's a planet shirt. That's cool. The other one, the shirt says Suffocate City.
What?
Like, what is that? Is that a band? Or is that just like
I had the Suffocate. I actually wore that yesterday.
What is it?
I don't know. It was given
to
me. Did
nobody make any motorboating jokes to you while wearing that?
This nice lesbian couple got two shirts, so that's cool. They picked them up. But
you don't know that.
It might be lesbian friends.
It would sashay over to the table and
they might not have crossed that line.
What we got going on here today?
Oh, yeah. I miss that.
When are you getting your free pizza?
I would give away whole pizzas and the people would be shocked.
Oh, for sure.
Are you serious, man?
Especially when you could, like, maybe, again, you're being judgmental. Oh, we all are. But when you think, oh, man, I think this person might be displaced or unhomed or something like that. You're like, you know what? Take his whole pizza with you. You want this Aerosmith alarm clock? We have to take it with you. Make sure you wake up in the morning on time. Man,
mm-hmm. You always try to like give.
Here's
like
a bumper sticker for your buggy. I don't
know. You always try to give the pizzas like to the business or whatever you're at, and then whatever was left over,
yeah,
you try to work out. But I remember being at a Furman football game a couple years ago. It was the opening game, and the guy won a book. And he's like, I guess I got to take it in with me to the game.
Wouldn't it be great if they're like, yeah, sorry, you can't bring that in. That's considered a weapon.
God,
that's
it would
be a big old like Lord of the Rings book or something. Yeah, that's a weapon.
It was some kind of big dumb book, and like you could tell he didn't want to be rude and not take it. Right. But then he's like,
right,
"Can you hold it for me?" I'm like, "Guess what, buddy? I'm gonna leave in about 10 minutes. I ain't gonna be here."
You think about all these Fall for Greenvilles and all these bail shares and Freedom Weekend to Law.
Soiree, as they
say. How many of our shirts were? And you know what? Whatever worked, but what? How many of our shirts were used to clean someone up after an accident?
Or used to wash a car.
Or just, you know, I'm just saying like, oh, I'm about to get sick up here. Here's that shirt here. One that said,
oh, Lord.
What was yours? When you had Paige, what did it say?
I actually had someone say, I need
the T-shirt, though. What did it say?
Suffocate City.
Here, take this Suffocate City here. Planet T-shirt.
You want a big-ass golf outing shirt? Here, give it to him.
Oh, man.
You always come across one of those in a thrift store here or there.
Oh, really?
Just big-ass golf outing shirt.
Oh, those are collector's items.
Some of them might be.
We actually only had like 40 of them.
It's some of the pictures like, this group of people will never be together again in any kind of form or fashion.
I always would think that when I'd see the old T-shirts from this company before we worked for it. You'd see those every once in a while. You know, like the mid-90s version of this company. All these, in my mind, legendary radio people. Like, y'all would, this caricature was not done while y'all were all standing there together because y'all don't like each other.
Oh, yeah. Some of that you didn't learn until well after the fact.
Well after the shoot interviews came out, brother.
I'm like, oh, you two made a lot of money. I didn't know you hated each other.
Just somehow this kept it together. It's like when you find out like a Hollywood couple really have hated each other. It's like when you find out about Bill and Hillary, you know, or the McMahons, that they've still married, but they don't live together or whatever. And you find out, like, God,
McMahons.
Blank and Blank did that radio show together for 35 years, whatever it was, and down deep didn't like each other in the back.
That's really? Crazy. I don't know why.
I don't either.
After all that time.
It's just like, wow.
I thought Vince was going to show up over the weekend. I was hoping. I was like,
I thought Shane would.
At least, you know.
I literally kept looking for Shane to pop in.
For at least Paul going into the hall, you know. Yep. Paul's in the hall.
Paul's in the hall.
Okay, it could have been a hashtag, a shirt, all that stuff.
I'm sure you know what?
Did he really thank Vince? I didn't catch it.
Yeah. They referred to him as his father-in-law.
Oh. It's controversial.
Trust me, I watched it all, brother. Even part of the post shows.
Some people say it's the worst one ever. I don't know.
Oh, God.
I can't remember.
You know what?
11's right up there as far as.
I have to agree with Mr. Levesque on that. Like, it's the and I'm going to be a hypocrite here in a second, but, you know, the internet, especially feedback, is. It's like when we talk about some of our partners that have, like, these incredible 5-star reviews and how many and many and many they have. It's like, A, how many times have you left a review? And B, was it for something good? Because usually the only thing that drives you to leave a review is, these sons of bitches were bent when I got them, or, you know.
Yeah, or they'll bug the piss out of you till you're like, okay, fine, I'll do it.
Yeah, yeah.
Roast beef was good. Let me go.
Yeah. But, you know, so the point was, this: it's hard to please everybody is what he was saying about WrestleMania. And I tell you, I'm one of the most critical people you'll ever meet.
No.
And it was, I loved it. I did. I mean, some of it was lulls, but hell, I mean, Super Bowls have had quarters that sucked because, now obviously true. Those are not predetermined. Wink, wink, wink.
You always have a good time watching it.
Always. You know, always. You go into it wanting to be in it. Like when you go to a movie, it's like, I'm going here to not escape this world, but just. We get to watch it in the dark, and it's like we, you know, this whole, you know what I'm saying? Like, we're escaping, we're being entertained, and all this weird, like, nonsense. But, and then we walk out of there like, that sucked, man. Yeah. I'm pissed. Now it's probably $25 to get in. You got a right to be if it's not good, but.
Everybody loves being a critic, you know. They got their social media they'll take to.
Yeah.
They got their podcast.
And we all have done that. I mean, it goes back to doing FOF on Friday. We tried to do the positive Friday, and it was awful. Mm-hmm. No one had anything positive to say.
That's
and
sad.
No one wants to watch hero documentaries anymore. We want to watch the ones that we know are going to be sad at the end, but something in our DNA wants us to draw toward this negativity.
Yep.
Why? Why?
Well, I don't want a feel-good Ken Burns doc. On something
I want one that's shorter than 6 damn hours, though.
I mean, yeah, really. Give me something juicy.
Mm.
It'd be nice if you could just pick out any subject, any topic, and boom, there's a documentary.
I see your text. We are live today.
Just we really are.
Yeah, we really live. It is 6:12 a.m. on what day did I say? Yeah, I already said the date, April 22nd.
It is.
2025. Maybe I didn't enunciate it. I didn't hear that.
Yeah, here's a note. You might want to say that a little better.
2025. So I was talking to Paige and Fat Boy last night, and I was like, you know what? What are we gonna do tomorrow? And
this is the first time we had talked, and
I was like, oh no! I mean, we text, and
I mean, you like here or there, but like,
yeah,
we were on vacation too, so
yeah, we were on vacation all last week, and I said, let's. You know, in wrestling, the old-timers, they would say, we didn't plan it ahead of time. We just called it in the ring. I said, let's just call it in the studio.
Yep.
And just...
It was some old school.
Roll with it and see what happens. Because we were not on vacation yesterday.
No. I was in here playing some... I'll be honest with you. I played stuff I wanted to hear yesterday.
What's wrong with that? you got to remember, I am the idea guy behind... Your Pod Weekend.
Oh my God, I forgot about that. Oh,
that's boy. One of the
Your Pod.
One of the greatest, yet looking back,
who thought of that?
at the, you know, iPods were big then, and it's like, okay, I don't want to lose these people to listening to what they want when they want to. So let's give each listener an hour, and you pick out the music for 1 hour on the weekend. So this My Pod Hour.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Or no. So it was called Your... Again, I'm not trying to hang my hat on this idea because looking back, it wasn't that good. But I called it Your Pod. But looking back, I was like, it should have been called My Pod.
I feel like the
iPod.
Your germination of the idea was good, but then it got taken to... Like, if you got selected, you had to talk up all the songs?
And then someone...
It became work.
And then another jock or staff member would have to go sit in the studio with... not that it's bad, but you'd have to go sit in there with them and record them doing all their breaks. And, man, yep. Can I do that again? I just said the F word 14 times. Can I do it one more time?
If you go through that, you'll be there all day long.
It's like back in the day, they used to do that stuff live where you'd come in, you know, and, hey, let's have a little crew in here, and they'll talk up a song on a countdown or whatever. And
I remember when we used to have to pull our own music. Are you kidding?
Turn them upside down so they'd be in order.
And that was nice because I left you some.
Yeah.
What happened to the damn 10 o'clock threesome? Was that your idea, too?
No.
That still happens.
I did. Yeah, but I did mornings. I didn't stay up that late to listen.
I just wonder what it's going to turn into next.
You had a hard time. I remember that. Are you okay, sir?
Yeah.
You've been asleep for 2 hours.
Oh, Lord. I felt, man, I shouldn't be here right now because, like, they didn't get, you know, I figured with us being off, they would have oiled up our chairs real good for us.
They should have.
But listen. I'm just rocking like I'm in front of the Cracker Barrel right now.
Oh, yeah, mine will start squeaking here soon. Well, I guess they're too busy fixing laptops.
Probably so. They're doing all that.
And if they're not scheduled yet, and I'm on an email that you haven't scheduled an appointment.
Mine got fixed.
I may come get you now.
It wasn't messed up, but, I mean, it's been updated. That's the word.
I'm not talking about a working headlock either. I mean, like, I'm going to squeeze the neck so you pass out. I'm going to shoot on you.
I love each and every one of y'all, even the ones that don't like me. I'm saying that right now to acknowledge your texts and stuff. Here's my thoughts. What I'd like to do, just to have continuity with everything, is like that right there felt good. I have not laughed. I mean, I'm not even kidding you. Because I didn't laugh watching Gemstones. God.
Only two left, too.
Good. Put it to bed. Listen to us critics. See? There we go.
Yeah, but this is
amazing. We loved it for 2 years, but then it comes to drizzling blanks.
It's silly.
Talk about hitting a wall with no direction at all.
So my mama passed away on Saturday. And like that right there, that little... hodgepodge of I don't even know what we just talked about felt good. And but I think so what I'd like to do is like this part of the show, just for the continuity part of it, for several reasons. One, like, you know, there's likely got to be some person who did something stupid in Florida with a gator that we need to know about.
That's what's going to happen too.
Fat Boy maybe will tell us what happened this day 57 years ago in sports.
Well, you're close.
We have to get you real close. Like that. But I want to pay tribute to my mama, and I tell you what, doing this is one thing that I've always disliked about this job, and that is, and you understand what I'm saying. It's like if you're doing a concert, you're looking at the crowd and you're seeing them. If they're swaying or their lighters are up or whatever, you know they're into it, singing along. If you're playing a football game, you hear the crowd cheering or even booing, and you. But with radio, other than phone calls, we don't get to look at you while you listen and vice versa and all that stuff unless we're live streaming. And even that disconnection is not in person. I was telling Fatboy, social media usually is it's like we were saying, usually kind of a negative thing.
Yeah.
And I put that up about my mom. Man, I've never felt so proud and so... humbled and so loved And
there's so many comments.
I mean, it's just, it's.
And that was early. I didn't go back and check, but I'm sure I got a lot more.
Helped in so many ways. But I figured maybe like after sports, we can, you know.
Yeah.
Break it down. And
I wasn't sure how this was going to start.
I want to.
We'll go at your pace, whatever you want.
Well, no, and that's the thing. This is not, honest to God, like this, I don't want it to be that. She wouldn't, it's not going to be a sob. It's not. I mean, there might be a point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because it's been, like, you hear the little quivers already. Call me Robin. Because I'm, but, like, it's, she brought a lot of joy to a lot of people through this show. And like I said on social media, I am blessed to have a job, a career where I can share my family with y'all and everyone listening, and y'all love them right back, and means the world. It means a lot. You don't know. So thank you. I appreciate
some good people.
Paige.
Yeah.
I've waited, well, how many days? 9, 10 days? What are you working on in the Plex?
Well, this very famous woman likes to wear this to bed, and I'll be honest with you, I don't care for wearing this to bed ever. I'll tell you what this is next in your Rise Guys headlines.
Oh, I was going to guess who, but she says what?
I was going to say her extensions.
I was going to say strap on, then I was going to try to guess who it was.
A strap on.
It'd be hard to sleep with one, right?
Yeah.
She sleeps with a strap off. She's like Andre the Giant wearing a bra. All right. Good morning, everybody.
This is the Rise Guys, Madman, Paige, and Fat Boy.
Every morning, it makes you laugh.
I would hate to start my day without them.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Mix Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hello.
I'm Paige, and headlines brought to you by Gosling Electric. So we begin with this. This woman is well known for her fashion and her other choices that she likes to wear at bed. Time.
Carol Goldsmith.
Oh, that's good.
No. Mark.
No. It's a lady. Famous lady.
Very famous.
Oh.
She has large breasts.
Okay.
Are you talking about yourself in the third person?
Yep.
No.
Because you did say
I'm famous. Not famous.
No, please.
Famous and large breasts. God, who's got big knockers anymore?
Dolly's the only one that comes to mind other than...
Yes, she like, should first.
Young starlets don't have big knockers no more.
No.
They just have big butts.
Why would you need them?
Tell you a million reasons.
Okay.
I can't say it on the radio.
Well, you nailed it. It is Dolly Parton.
Oh, wow.
Look at you.
And she is known for her fashion choices. Look at what she wears. I mean, anyways, but...
Sometimes she'll look like Jay Leno with like all the denim she's got on.
Like when she tries to cowboy up too hard, it just doesn't look natural.
It's like you need to cowboy down. No.
But
all right.
But yeah,
old DP.
I think like 80s, 90s Dolly.
Oh yeah, with the jumpsuits is a really good.
The jumpsuits and them pant, dude. Mm. Little whorehouse in Texas.
Oh, God,
does she still have dpstampede.com? Because when we found that out. That was quite a joyous day.
When they took the Dixie out. Did they bring it back now since like Trump's in office?
Stampede.
God, what if that was one of his executive orders?
He's like, we're bringing back Dixie Stampede.
Quite Chicks, frankly.
You can't record music in America unless you go back to Dixie Chicks. Sorry.
We love the buffet. We're going to bring it back.
Also, Michael B. Jordan, you just got to be a different name. You confuse me. Mm-hmm. You ruined Space Jam 2 for me.
Did you see what Trump... What you already said about the Pope?
No, dude, God, no. Man. Obviously, yeah, no.
What? He loved the world. He worked hard.
All right.
Some odd photos of that. Well, afterwards, like him
loved everybody.
With the lamb, like replicating Jesus with the lamb over his shoulders. I'm like, dude, that guy is real old. Like that, he gonna drop that animal.
Mm. All right. Well, Dolly is well known, as we said, for her fashion and her makeup choices. And she just revealed this, that she wears makeup to bed.
I believe
but
that.
But only when she's sleeping in California. And she says, I sleep in my makeup when I'm in California. With the earthquakes, I never know when I'm going to have to run out in the middle of the street.
You know what? That's very believable.
Yeah, but what is the routine? You got to wonder, like, are we taking off wigs? And if you found Dolly in the bed,
oh Lord,
what's she going to look like?
Well, I don't like to wear makeup to bed because it's not good for your skin.
Well, not that, but he's like, you're used to that.
Oh, yeah,
that
the hair.
Beautiful hair that, you know, we all know is.
So if I saw a bald chick with big boobs, like, it wouldn't really bother me.
No.
It wouldn't bother you?
It would, you know.
Like Amber Rose.
It would be like, I mean, whoa.
It's like, Dolly, is that you?
I don't know if Dolly's bald. I don't know what her real hair looks
like. You know, I bet she has, like, just a really just. Normal older lady short haircut, probably, you know.
Like, if you could pick one, I'd imagine you'd pick Whorehouse Dolly, right? Like, that was like prime.
Oh, yeah. In that corset. Oh, yeah, man. Yeah. I mean, it's weird. How old is she now? Like,
big poofy hair.
83, 4, 5.
I think she was 80, maybe 82.
It's still weird to think sexually about someone that age now. But I'm thinking about her then, not now. I mean, I would now, I think. But I would feel like I was. Doing something that was real wrong, even if she was down with it and everything, I would be like, "Oh, yeah. Dolly Parton, no, I can't do this."
Dolly.
You feel I'll like kiss you on the lips. That's it.
You feel like
I'll fill you up. That's all.
That's all.
I got to do that. I got to go. Womp, womp.
Like I can't let you do anything to me.
It's like me.
Do what?
You just feel like you know she's at an age to where it would be like criminal.
Exactly right.
See, I get that from people where they want to hug me and see if I'm real.
Yeah, Paige get a lot of hug requests at
like at weddings.
I've seen that firsthand.
I'm the most hugged person ever.
You know what's great is like there was one, and I hope she don't mind me telling this, but there was one where this Paige was wearing like some heels that night, but not like super like slutty like tall stilettos, but you know what I'm saying, just mm-hmm. some heels. And this guy was a little bit shorter, and when he went in for the hug,
I'm not droopy.
When he went in for the hug. basically he put one ear into your bosom and pulled you close and just smiled
that.
From the side. Like
it was a damn
creep,
conch.
Man. Yeah. It was weird. He was looking at you like he was Wilson from Home Improvement over the top of the fence is waving at you.
Howdy-ho, neighbor.
I don't remember that, but it's okay.
I've seen dudes try to leave a couple times during appearances. Come to get that hug.
I remember going to one wedding and getting hugged more than the bride, and that was really very strange. Like, dirty uncles. Girl, coming out of them. I'm like, no, okay, I'm not the bride.
Why don't you come here for a second?
Thank you for coming.
You're
to
as pretty
wedding.
As your voice has sounded for years.
Thank you for coming to my niece's wedding. Like, let me hug you for a minute here.
Well, we were paying for the wedding, so they.
You know. Hugs are free.
One of those.
Oh my God.
One of those where, hey, you want to get married? We'll pay for your wedding.
Mm. Big ass wedding or whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, that.
Yeah, remember my other idea didn't ever get picked up because no divorce attorneys would do free divorces.
How they
are you thinking about getting divorced? We're going to do a game where you come on and tell us why we should pay for your divorce. It was going to be brilliant. You can think I'm a moron, but that would have been lovely radio.
Would have helped a lot of people out.
No kids involved, though. As one of the predecessors I put on, I don't want any kids in here talking about which mom and daddy they want to live with. But just if two people can live together, like, tell us why we should pay for your divorce. If we get a sponsor behind it, but then, you know, these attorneys.
They used to pay bills.
Like, Rob's like, I would do it, guys, but I'm not family law.
No. Do you live together, but you're not together? This is perfect for you.
We had the whole copy written and everything. They said, oh, we can't do one thing and then do the other one.
God. Well, lastly, you know, Pope Francis, as you mentioned a little while ago, died yesterday of a stroke and irreversible heart failure. But here's something that you probably didn't know about him.
Pope Frankie.
He used to be a bouncer. He was a nightclub bouncer in Buenos Aires, Argentina. And always said that he once said that he would baptize aliens, like from outer space, if they wanted him to. Why not? They're coming here.
He was a more inclusive pope, right? I'm not Catholic, so I don't really follow it.
It was mainstream that way, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you are, Paige, you're a Catholic.
I was baptized Catholic and Episcopalian.
So Benedict was the one that people had issues with, right?
You got two baptisms?
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. Did you get a sprinkling? Or christening?
Mm-hmm.
She had one for each boob.
Did they break a bottle of champagne over your head to christen you?
They should have, but no. I did it in California at a younger age when I decided to become Catholic. And then when Chris and I were starting to get married and we went to counseling, we all went through the Episcopal Church together and we took classes.
Yeah.
We went to counseling before we got married.
Isn't DiBiase Sr. a preacher?
Not
I thought
I
he was.
Of.
I didn't know it'd be like DDT into the baptize you that way.
Oh my God.
That'd be kind of cool.
You imagine.
Instead of just dipping you down, I mean.
Jake St. Roberts is up there DDTing people in baptism.
Hey. He was with the Lord today. He gave
raised to walk in unison of life.
We go dug him in the water.
Now get out of this water. Here's that snake coming to get you.
Damien's up there. The Pope actually once owned a Harley.
What?
Yes.
It wasn't an Indian, was it?
I appreciate that stuff because I think that, I've said this before, I think that someone who's been, not that that's the bottom of the trenches or anything, but somebody who's lived a life of sin is, they have more of a story to tell, maybe as a leader or a pastor, rather than someone who's lived that pure life the whole time and have never, they've known the opportunity of being able to sin, but choosing not to. But I always appreciate, like I said, I appreciate a preacher who's like been to jail or something or been a drug addict because like
life.
They got a story versus.
Or they used to be gay, but it's not anymore, or maybe still is.
That listen, you're ruining gemstones for everybody. You're ruining gemstones.
Boy. Well, the funeral will take place sometime between Friday and Sunday.
All
rest
right.
In peace.
Or there was the machine gun preacher. I forgot the story. But they made a movie out of it.
That was based on a true story?
Yeah.
God.
I know. Like, did the guy just walk around with a bunch of guns? Like, I don't even know the story.
There was that one church that was in the South. I don't know if it's still around, but it was like the AR-15 church. Like, no kidding. Like, they literally named it after the gun.
That might have been him.
It's kind of creepy.
Gerald Butler was the, they made a movie. The guy from 320.
Gerard.
That guy, yeah.
Sounds like you're like not speaking correctly when you say that name. But it's this. His name's Gerard.
It's like, what's
it's
wrong
like
with
you, your tongue sticking to the roof of your mouth. Gerard. What's it, Gerard?
Gerard.
All right, Paige, thank you. Was that, did our friend Gosling make that happen for us?
Yeah,
love course. Them. Thank you.
Yeah.
Fat Boy, what is up in sports?
We've got a famous autograph coming to auction that might take you by surprise. Now, I don't know if an autograph is worth more if the person signed it did not play the sport. But that's kind of the question we got here.
It's a ball? Or
it's a signed ball by a non-athlete.
Oh, that don't matter.
Oh, it don't?
I've seen...
Okay.
Okay.
Because you might want to get your hands on this one.
Because I saw one time a Marilyn Monroe autographed baseball, and I was like, you know what? You can tie it all together because she was at one time married to Joe DiMaggio. So you can make it all. Now, I did have a Bill Cosby autographed baseball, which made no sense at all.
You want that one?
You remember?
I understand how they're funny. The crack is stupid.
I need like 5 cups of coffee.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
You had to play the music I love and get me ready to tackle the day.
The Rise Guys rule.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Rise Guys Sports brought to you by Bojangles. Yeah.
God, that'd be good.
God, we'll get you a badass bow round.
God.
Oh, my God. I mean, like a big one.
Big. Cheer one.
Big bow round. This day is sports history. 1995. He was the first pick of the NFL draft by the Cincinnati Bengals out of Penn State. He had three names. Do you remember his name? Running back. Kajana Carter was his name.
I thought Kajana's one name.
Well, it's hyphenated, so I don't know if it's is he trying to honor family members or what's going on? And also,
his mom was Jana and his dad was K.
In 2010, Sam Bradford drafted by the Rams. The draft is Thursday night.
Yeah. You know more. I literally was going to ask you this because I watched a good bit of television the past couple of days, and I see the same commercial playing. Like, is Ashton Jeancey going to go first? Like, that's not assumed, right?
They don't even – some mock drafts don't even have him in the top 10.
That's what I – okay, so I didn't know that, but I'm like, just because you win the Heisman does not mean
– well,
he won Heisman, right?
Nah, Travis Hunter won it. And they got Hunter projected going to Cleveland now at number two.
But I thought Ashton Jeancey was – okay.
He was a finalist.
Okay, so that's what I drew that from. But, yeah, they're using him as, like, the it guy, and I'm like, how are y'all doing?
You know what's weird is they'll say, Jeancey's probably the best player in the draft, and – okay, you can't say that and then nobody have him in the top 10.
That's also them getting to see all the West Coast. I mean, there's like Washington University puts out so many NFL players every year that's like, hell, I didn't even know you went to Washington.
You know what's weird is I feel like this is going to trickle down to kids because everybody's saying don't take a running back early. Take a running back later in the draft. When you get in the league, they're like, running back by committee. You don't have to pay these guys.
Dude, it's so weird. Like now, I literally wonder in the future, will we have running backs? Because they say don't draft them. They tell athletes don't be a running back. Your career will be short. You worked at, like a horse and then put out behind the barn. Like you want to be a quarterback or a receiver. That's it. Lineman, give up.
And you look at the year Saquon had. I mean, he's the exception. Of course, they had to pay that guy, but they're not really going to pay many other running backs.
It's just wild. I mean, that's what, to me, built the game. I mean, you think about Peyton and Emmett and Walter Peyton, obviously.
Dickerson?
Yeah. Marcus Allen? We're not going to say OJ.
No, even though he was the first 2,000-yard rusher.
An immaculate player.
You know.
Just a bad person in general.
You know how these kids want to go to the league? They always want to go to the NFL. They're like, why am I going to be a running back if I'm not going to make big money?
Yeah.
Everybody trying to be the quarterback.
But then again, though, like, you know, they get these, like, big-ass signing bonuses. Like, someone within the tri-state area a couple years ago got a signing bonus in baseball. Played 1 year Major League Baseball. That signing bonus was $3 to $4 million.
God.
And I'm like, you should be, I mean, not like you should be set.
Dude, the bonus the A's were going to give Kyler Murray was going to be like between $3 and $5 million.
Just a bonus to sign. Like, that's what they'd call them back then, the bonus babies. They would forego school just to get that $150,000 and not get a college career and then be out of the league in 2 years.
And you might want to lean toward baseball. You got to come up through the farm system, but that money is 100% guaranteed. And it's not wear and tear on your body like football is.
Plus, it's being like a wrestler too. When you're like an indie baseball player, you know, you're
just
driving around town to town.
Don't you have to live with other people? Like, host families, right?
Yeah, there's apartments right down the road here that several of the Drive players maybe you know, live in.
Yeah, I saw the Drive.
Paige was telling me she shouldn't have
really. Been okay.
I saw the Drive were playing the Spartanburgers this week, and they do six game series. The rivalry's already beefing up, man. Well, the autograph that's signed on a baseball is coming up for auction, and this is very odd. I don't know why he would. Well, I guess I can get why he would sign it, but he doesn't play baseball.
I don't play baseball. Are
you okay? I don't play baseball. You see, it's like a gay deaf guy. Don't I? I don't play baseball.
It's okay. He wouldn't have heard you say that.
Damn, playing baseball. He's not even an athlete.
You gotta do your hand side to side when you do that for the hearing impaired. I know what you're saying.
I'm like, do you want to play baseball?
Do the little, you know, like your Mr. Roper used to do. Three stumps. Yeah,
that's the best.
Talking about.
I don't even know what that means. He's holding something by his fingertips in the air. Right. Who signed
like
that
you'd hold a mouse by a tail.
Oh, I just saw the headline. I read it from here. Oh, wow.
There's his picture. It is signed by Pope Francis himself.
It said, "Let's pray ball."
Oh, I love it.
That's gold. God,
he
man.
Should have. It's not even on the sweet spot. It's up under the MLB logo, and it says, it looks like it says Francesco.
It might be his name.
He legit signed it. And they're saying over five figures starting bid.
Wow.
Yeah. There can't be that much like Pope signed stuff, right?
I don't know.
I wouldn't, you know, I think it would be nice to have him just bless your stuff.
It says a government affairs specialist in New York got the ball signed after working with the Vatican to get Francis and Pope Benedict to leave their signatures on baseballs.
What if you have one from like the bad Pope? You know, the one everybody didn't like.
The Benedict?
The previous one, I guess.
I think the Benedict's the one they didn't like.
Yeah.
Look at this guy. He's got baseball signed by Bill Clinton, over 450 different sign balls with different heads of state.
See, a lot of that you can tie together. Like presidents, you know, do the first pitch a lot of times. Several have done that. I've seen a W. Bush signed ball from Texas
Rangers. I would love it. I mean, what do we do with this?
You can tie that in together. But, you know.
Can you imagine you handed W a ball and he's trying to throw it back at you? You want me to rat on it?
Do they play? They play baseball in Italy. Yeah, of course they do.
Oh, yeah.
You don't want to be the vat boy, though.
You know, you really don't want
to. Don't want to be the vat boy.
You'll smell like hell. And
yeah. And
other
things such as?
I can't think of other Italian jokes, stereotypes. God dang it.
That's amore.
I can't tie him in with baseball.
No.
Now I'm thinking, yeah. Why didn't they make a Mario baseball game back in the day?
They did.
Did they?
Yeah, they had the all sports. You could play tennis.
Oh, yeah, okay.
My first one, you could play tennis.
Pickleball now.
I know, let's play pickleball now. We're going to shorten it up. It's like what they did from golf and made it putt-putt. Lord have mercy. Thank you. That was fun.
You wouldn't have gangs today if they would have left putt-putt around back in the day.
That's true.
Yeah.
Misspent
I wonder how they how did they weigh that out? Tropical island, Trinidad, Aragua, which one would we rather have? Putt-putt golfing games, MS-13, or the F-Daddies, the gang I saw?
The F-Daddies?
That's what it said on the sign of the bingo building. It said the F-Daddies. I'm like, who are they? Are you an offshoot of the Crips? Or?
Like, and also, like, it leaves a lot of to the imagination what the F stands for.
I know, right?
There's a lot of bad possibilities.
Could be fat or, you know.
Yeah. I mean, it's wild. You mentioned that. I can make this all resonate together. You mentioned oddly signed baseballs, and I mentioned that I one time had a Bill Cosby signed baseball. And for that little commercial promo interrupted me talking, I was saying, I don't know if you remember who got that signed for me, but Bill Cosby was appearing at a place called the Comedy Palace in Myrtle Beach. I don't know what it's called now. It's over there where they tried to rebuild everything at Boardwalk and all that.
Oh, yes, near probably the, Cabana or
near
something.
Near the DP
now.
Stampede. And Bill Cosby was there, and this is years ago, like right after the Cosby Show ended,
I love the preface.
And of course, you find out now he's always been that way. But my aunt and my mother somehow, this is where it's weird, somehow had backstage passes.
That's cool, though.
I did not procure them for them. My aunt had gotten him somewhere. Anyway, my mom, I said, here, take his baseball and get it signed by Bill Cosby for me. And she did. It was on the side panel like that,
too.
Do you
still have it?
Hell no. I sold it on eBay.
They don't know how to sign Sweet Spot, do they? Willie Mays don't, evidently.
Because they know all Sweet Spots. Athletes know all Sweet Spots not worth as much. So that's what, like Fuzzy Zeller signing in red. He knows that this is devaluing the experience. But
stupid-ass Fuzzy.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah. So that's another thing I'll maybe mention if I speak at the funeral. My mother got me a Bill Cosby autographed baby. You imagine what could have happened, guys?
It got to be some good stories.
The terror that her and Aunt Brenda may have went through to get me this autographed baseball. We're going to I'm going to try to get through. I'm really challenging myself. I'm just being – I told Fatboy and Paige, I'm going to be as authentic as I can be today. I'm going to be as real as rain with you. And I might squall.
Oh.
All right?
Yeah.
And that's fine. Because I have been, and y'all meant the world to her, and she meant a lot to y'all, and we're going to celebrate the life and times of my mama right after this. Good morning, everybody.
Feed your need for TRG.
Oh, yes, it's good.
At theriseguys.com and on the Odyssey app.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.